Hey, today's No Sweat News is here for you now. Here's the deal. On Friday's No Sweat News quiz, you can win tickets to check out Greta Van Fleet, sold out at the Starland Ballroom for Friday night.
Wow.
You'll also get invitations to the acoustic jam that the band is going to do for Rat Radio winners before the doors open.
Sweet.
So that's pretty awesome.
Okay.
So Dateline Indiana for story number one. Cops in Franklin, Indiana got a call on Saturday about 46-year-old Barry Ridge, who was mowing a stranger's lawn. That's right. Somebody looked out their window, saw some stranger riding his mower on their grass, and called the cops.
I would actually be thankful and offer him lemonade.
I'd run out there with a 20 and say, come back next week.
Thank you, Barry.
By the time they got there, Barry had left the house and was driving his mower down the street. They gave him a breathalyzer. It turned out his blood alcohol content was more than double the legal limit, so he got busted on operating a riding lawnmower while intoxicated.
Really? Those things go like 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, well. Really? You're going to call it?
I know. And you call the cops on someone doing you a solid?
Right. Hey, there's someone shoveling my driveway when we got snow. Get out of here.
It's December 25th. I saw some man with a white beard come down my chimney and give me presents. Call the cops.
It's funny you should mention Santa Claus.
Why?
Because Dateline Florida, capital of the No Sweat News, for story number two, 59-year-old Isrito Sanchez looks exactly like Santa Claus. He's chubby, he's got white hair, and a big white beard.
Oh, man. Ho, ho, ho.
And he was finally caught.
Uh-oh. Don't give Santa a bad name.
He was sneaking into somebody's house, all right.
Oh, no.
He had been doing it numerous times a day. What was he doing?
What?
He was repeatedly breaking into his female neighbor's home and leaving her sexy underwear on her counter.
Leaving her underwear. Not taking.
Not taking her underwear.
So really, kind of pulling a Santa Claus.
Leaving.
Giving her presents.
Well, yeah, if Santa Claus had a panty fetish.
Well, that's true.
He would leave the underwear in her car and on her porch, too. Several times a day for almost 3 months, he had not been caught.
What the heck?
Finally, the boyfriend found him doing it and called the police, and that's how they put it all together. When they searched his house, they found a total of 90 pounds of women's underwear.
This guy is crazy. Don't do that to Santa Claus,
Merry
by the way.
Merry Christmas.
Don't give him a bad name.
Wow.
Weirdo.
And now for our third and final story, set your faces to stunned. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, in Africa, authorities just found that a bunch of inmates in prison have been secretly running an illegal diamond mine underneath the dam place.
Wow! What?
They had done a Shawshank, struck diamonds, and just continued to pull them up.
Holy cow!
When they raided the prison last week, they found 30 inmates underneath the damn thing, and one prison guard, all working at the mine. Some of the inmates had finished their sentences, but not left because they were making so much cash at the diamond mine.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Isn't that nuts? The government is planning to shut down the mine. They say anyone who worked there will be repunished or reassigned or transferred to a different jail.
They sound very efficient.
I know, man. Just make them work and keep the cash.
Seriously.
For yourself.
I mean, these guys have got it going on here.
That warden could have gone all Shawshank on that. Although it didn't really work out well.
Well, he got into some trouble at the end.
Yeah.
That was a bad ending for the warden at Shawshank.
What's going on in the Republic of Congo? What, you just have to scratch the dirt and find a diamond?
There's diamonds all over the place, apparently.
How about that?
Amazing.
Perhaps on the soles of her shoes.
Thank you, Paul Simon.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz.